It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Menards. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at The Philly Pod. It is Thanksgiving Eve. I know a lot of you are excited for the holidays. We're going to give you guys one more episode before we all enjoy our day tomorrow and come back Friday to prepare for the Eagles matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. On today's episode, we'll be talking about a few of the pass rusher moves that the Eagles made yesterday. Of course, right after I recorded yesterday's episode, because that's the way it goes. So we will be discussing that. Vic Fangio spoke today to discuss the adjustments he is going to make without Brandon Graham. Some practice notes, as well as Saquon Barkley doing yet another thing that no other Eagle has ever done. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews, rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast, help bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. So thank you guys for always taking care of that for me. First things first, the Eagles added a veteran pass rusher. I talked yesterday about KJ Henry, who they got from the Commanders, and today we will be talking about Mr. Charles Harris, who the Eagles claimed after the Panthers had waived him last week. Charles Harris, a former first-round pick in 2017, he played in 9 games with the Panthers this season. He recorded 3 sacks, 16 pressures, and had 7 QB hits before his release. So a lot of people are asking if he was doing so well. Why did the Panthers release him? Well, he's not the best run defender. Harris was viewed as a rotational pass rusher with a weakness against the run, and he doesn't play special teams. So the Panthers let him go when they went ahead and picked up a cornerback. So they had to make room for him. So they got rid of Charles Harris, made room for the guy they picked up. Harris played in 66% of the Panthers' snaps this season, and his 11.5% pressure rate was best on the team. Now, we understand this is the Panthers we're talking about, so not a high bar to clear there, but he was generating pressure at a consistent rate while he was with the Carolina Panthers. So at this point in the season, you know, it's November, not many prolific pass rushers are available this time of the season. I like the ad. I think that he will provide value. He was a rumored target for the Eagles back in the 2017 NFL draft, but the Eagles opted to select Derek Barnett instead. So now Harris comes to Philadelphia 7 years later, should be able to contribute immediately as a veteran along the edge for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think he'll fit in nicely on pass rushing downs and be able to get after the quarterback. So good move there. I think you can't do much better than that, given what time it is during the NFL season. The Eagles also worked out free agent pass rusher Malik Reed, who spent the first 3 seasons in Denver under Vic Fangio from 2019 to 2021. He had his most productive seasons during that time. He had 15 sacks, 30 QB hits during that 3-year span. Now, he hasn't played much since 2022 in Pittsburgh. He spent some time with the Raiders and the Dolphins after that, but not much to speak of since the 2022 stint with Pittsburgh. So maybe Fangio can tap into it. Maybe he can pull out some of that talent that he saw back when they were together in Denver. So we'll see what happens there. No signing of Malik Reed as of yet, so we'll keep an eye on that front. The Eagles had their first practice today. It's actually happening currently as I'm recording. They're at their first practice no sight of Devontae Smith. He was actually on the sideline. I shouldn't say no sight of him participating in practice. He was off to the side watching drills to start practice, but he's not practicing to begin the week in preparation for Baltimore. Jeff McClain tweeted that Smith still isn't close to 100% with that hamstring injury, and Sunday could be a reach, so the Eagles may be playing another week without their number two wide receiver. No Darius Slay. He came out of last week's game with a concussion. He is still going through concussion protocol. And also no Kelee Ringo in practice. I don't know the reasoning for that as of yet. I'll see when the report comes out, but I'm recording this close to 3 o'clock. The report usually comes out 4 or after that. So we'll see what the reasoning is for why Kelee Ringo wasn't participating in practice today. Brandon Graham was at practice, still providing that leadership, even though he is out for the season with the tricep injury. But we knew that he said that he's still going to bring that fire. He's still going to be there for his guys. And he's already doing so on the first practice of the team, or the first practice of the week with the Eagles.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch Giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Vic Fangio spoke today on the defensive adjustments he is going to have to make without Brandon Graham. He said guys playing well are hard to replace, and boy, Brandon Graham was playing very well, and it sucks that the injury happened when it did, because he was a man that found the fountain of youth. He was looking like a man of 10 years ago. He was looking like 2017 Brandon Graham, so it's sad to see him go, and Vic Fangio is not prepared to move forward without Brandon Graham's services. He was asked about multiple players on how their roles might change now that Brandon Graham is no longer available. Vic Fangio spoke on all these guys, starting with Milton Williams, potentially playing the edge more. Vic Fangio said he could, but not a steady diet of it, though. So maybe we'll see Milton on the edge here and there, but he shouldn't be out of position too often. They also asked him about Zach Bond, and Vic Fangio was quick because Zach Bond has the experience playing the edge. Vic Fangio was quick to debunk that and say, I don't want to weaken another position by moving players around. So Zach Bond is playing very well at off-ball linebacker right now. Vic Fangio does not want to mess with that. We are probably not going to be seeing Zach Bond on the edge very much. On Josh Sweat potentially seeing more reps, Vic Fangio said he sees his workload pretty much staying the same, so we're not going to see any alteration there. And regarding the rookie edge rusher Jalix Hunt being ready for a bigger role, Vic Fangio said, we'll find out. He's been getting better. He hurt his ankle 2 weeks ago against Washington. He wasn't fully healthy last week. He was healthy enough to play, but hopefully he'll be better this week because we'll need him to step up. Finally, Nolan Smith's playing time. Vic Fangio said he'll probably see an uptick in snaps. He says probably a little bit more for sure. So excited to see more of Nolan Smith. It sounds like that Vic Fangio isn't going to do a whole lot of shuffling around. He knows that trying to take one player playing well at one position, put him in another position, and hope he plays well is not the solution here. So it's good to see that Fangio is going to keep his players where they're excelling at and try to use the new bodies to fill in Brandon Graham's production. Go by a committee approach, if you will, to try and replace Brandon Graham, which is impossible to do, but we are going to do our best with the Charles Harris, KJ Henry. We'll see what other moves are in the pipeline. Yet another milestone for Mr. Saquon Barkley. He has won Offensive Player of the Week for the fourth time in 12 weeks. He becomes the first player in Eagles history to win the award four times in a single season. I'm sure you guys are going to see the stat running around because it's a funny one. He has now won Offensive Player of the Week more times with the Eagles in this 12-week span than he did during his entire tenure with the Giants in the 6 years he was there. So in this 12 weeks, Saquon Barkley is just running wild. He sits already 29th on the Eagles' all-time rushing list after three-fourths of a season. He just surpassed Darren Sproles. He's already sitting 29th. He could probably make his way up. Michael Vick is just shy of 2,000 rushing yards with the Eagles. Saquon Barkley could catch him, and who knows what he'll do in the future. So congratulations to Saquon Barkley setting another record for the franchise. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Just wanted to give you some quick info on what's going on today from the edge rusher perspective, as well as some practice notes and what else is going on with the team. I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday with your families. I'll come back to you on Friday with previews and key matchups for the Eagles versus Ravens Sunday afternoon game, 4:25. I'll be in Baltimore with fans of Philly, so be sure if you guys are around in the area and we want to hang out, hit me up. I'll be sure to come around and hang out with you guys. Thank you guys for your support as always. Until then, y'all, I'll catch you. Happy Thanksgiving from the Philly Pod.
Gear Patrol just called their ISO-certified dive watch the best sub-$500 dive watch, full stop. And their ceramic watch material almost magical. The Wall Street Journal called them iconoclastic cool, potentially redefining the industry itself. Who are we talking about? It's Movement. And they're leveling up your gift-giving with the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, Movement's got options for everyone on your list. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, be the good gifter this year with Movement's huge site-wide holiday sales and enjoy the usual fast and free shipping. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com. That's MVMT.com.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save.